With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New information showing the New Orleans terrorism suspect had been plotting that attack for several weeks.
Federal authorities have been searching the Texas home of the former soldier who allegedly mowed down 14 people on New Year's Day in New Orleans. Terrorism expert at California State University, Brian Levin, not connected to this case, says both Jabbar and 37-year-old Matthew Livelsberger, the Green Beret who blew himself up in Las Vegas,
come from a tradition of presumed excellence,
had both suffered recent relationship breakups.
What happens when they feel that they are in some way falling short?
And he says the country is now like a powder keg with political and ideological differences. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, Mexico opening the possibility of receiving non-Mexican migrants deported by the United States.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return non-Mexican migrants to their home countries, that there could be what she called collaboration through different mechanisms. She did not specify, but Mexico could limit the number to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to offset transportation costs for moving such deportees out of Mexico. Mexico initially favored the return of other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. George Williams reporting.
Much of the Midwest, East, and even parts of the South getting slammed with the first major storm of the winter. Heavy snow and ice right now in parts of Kansas and Missouri. Likely to make travel very treacherous at best. State Department informing Congress of its planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel. This is SRN News. Liberal pastors are actually blessing abortion clinics.
Since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-life laws have been sweeping the states and clinics have been closing. But the ones that remain have been seeking and receiving blessings from liberal clergymen. The Religious Community for Reproductive Choice is connecting the clinics with pastors who support abortion. Pro-life activist Josh Mercer tells the Daily Caller that it is, quote, wicked for religious practice to be hijacked to promote the killing of children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first of the new year, ushering in hundreds of new laws around the nation, California will start enforcing a measure prohibiting school districts from adopting policies that require staff to notify parents if their children want to change their gender ID. That legislation was a priority, of course, for Democratic lawmakers. And this is SRN News. A looming TikTok ban could affect millions of small businesses.
Some businesses use the short video social media app to grow their business. Small business owners are using the platform in a variety of ways, from growing a customer base to advertising and marketing, as well as selling goods directly from the site. The Justice Department ordered the app's China-based parent company, ByteDance, to sell TikTok or face a U.S. ban by January 19th, citing security concerns. The Supreme Court will take up the matter in January. John Scott reporting.
New vehicle sales in America rising 2.7% last year. Prices and interest rates eased just a bit. Industry analysts say that discounts like rebates and low interest financing should get even better in 2025. They see the biggest deals coming from dealerships representing automakers that had trouble in 2024. More details, SRNNews.com.